our guys are ready. They're excited about the opportunity that they have in this playoff game. Obviously, we got to play a lot better than we did the first time. And they're a terrific football team, two-time NFC champs. But you know what? Let's go and let's swing.
Congratulations, by the way, on the division title.
Thank you.
11-5 at the end of the equation. Talk about the improvement from last year through the end of this regular season.
I think the biggest thing is that our guys are learning, continue to learn how to win. You know, the culture is about winning, about playing hard, about continue to build. Forget about the last game and move on to the next. We've got a lot of really good kids on this football team that care. I think the fans like how they play, the intensity level that they play with, and I like it too.
Seems like for the most part, a week ago at Lambeau Field with the division on the line, the rookie Eric Kendricks was playing really fast.
Boy, I like that young man Eric Kendricks in there. He is a new age middle linebacker. Can really run.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, it usually is with him.
Yeah, all right.
He usually plays fast, sometimes a little bit too fast. But, you know, I thought he did a nice job in this ball game. But we had several guys defensively that did a nice job. The defensive line in general, the secondary played well. Barr played good. You know, we had some guys that were gassed and thrown up on the sideline, but they just wanted to go compete, and they knew we were playing for something special.
What did you think of Everson Griffin's season with the 10.5 sacks?
I think it's been good.
Rivers back to pass. Hey, sack! San Diego.
This guy, when he wants to be a warrior, he's a big lead dog for us.
Once again, Seattle today at noon. In closing, before we watch a little film, what are some keys to scoring on Seattle?
Well, we got to run the ball better than what we did.
Peterson swarmed by Seattle.
We're putting on a fundamental football clinic right now by the Seattle Seahawks defense.
Man, they haven't missed a tackle today.
They play a little different style defense, but they're very aggressive in their zone coverages. We're going to have to make sure that we continue to make drives, third down conversions, making it manageable, and then hitting these things. We didn't protect as well in the first ball game. We've got to do a better job there. But when we play well, we run the ball and we convert third downs. And if we do that, then we'll have a great opportunity.
You win a division by making big plays. Let's watch a couple of the big plays from Lambeau Field last week with head coach Mike Zimmer.
He was hit as he threw.
They haven't blown the whistle. That might be a fumble.
The captain has become a general.
Green Bay had been getting in this maximum protection look against us quite a bit. Everson does a nice job of beating the tackle here, and Barr's got Rodgers here in this particular case. But it comes out of there. Captain's running to the ball. The other good part here is we get down in here. You see Harrison catching up. You see Barr trying to get in on the hit. Sandejo gets a nice little shot on Rodgers. And then B-Rob finishes up on Starks down here on the bottom. But we got guys going in the end zone and rolling. Mm. But that was a big play in the ball game because I believe it put us up 20-3 at that time.
And look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, some players may have stopped because they thought it was an incomplete pass, but he knew that there was a good chance this was a fumble.
Yeah, he wasn't sure if the ball came out and his hand went forward, and that's kind of what it looked like.
All right, from Captain Munnerlyn to Adam Thielen, here's the fake punt we're going to watch with head coach Mike Zimmer.
Fake punt! Right to Thielen, heads to the far side.
Preef does a nice job on these plays, but we were designed to come to the left side. Honestly, the play was designed to try to go up inside a little bit, but the guy squeezed him, and so Adam does a nice job of getting outside. You see Asiata get back out here on 32, and, you know, they've got everybody lined up over there on the right side with two guys on the left. So we had a good look. Jason Trusniak does a nice job of blocking down on 96, 95, and then we get the other side kicked out.
A fake punt snap to Adam Thielen scorches Green Bay for 43.